previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Good morning, angels. Every Wednesday,
Jacaranda FM.
This morning's story takes us to the low file. So many people wrote to us about the story about 26-year-old fitness instructor Angelica, or Angie Ferreira, as friends would call her. She was driving home after dropping her friend off after the Unibos fierce, and when her life changed completely. A car wreck was spotted next to the road by a driver who called the police. Angie's car was towed away from the scene, but she wasn't in it. So this is how the story goes. About 10 hours later, after the accident happened, a passerby, Tolani Mtembu, spotted a spare wheel and then a car jack in the grass next to the road as he was walking home from church, right? Then he saw Angie lying 6 meters away on her stomach in the grass behind a tree. He checked her pulse and couldn't believe that she was still alive, as it was extremely cold that night, the night before. Tolani then called the ambulance. Joining us on the line this morning is Angie's mom, Antoinette. Antoinette, good morning. How are things at this stage?
It's a struggle. It's not easy for us. But yes, we're going to travel this road with her. We're going to.
Have you spoken to Tolani since then?
I absolutely did. The guy from the ambulance, for some reason, he said it's important. Somebody needs to know, and the family needs to know. And they sent me his number, and I phoned him, and I just said thank you. I couldn't tell him thank you how many times. I just couldn't.
Of course. This is a man who found your daughter that no one was actually looking for.
Nobody. We couldn't get hold of her. And the thing is, her fiancé works in America, so that's even worse. And the thing is, their timeline is 8 hours. So at 12 o'clock, they had a thing. When he wakes up at 5 in the morning, it's 12 o'clock by us. So he would have phoned her at 12. The hospital looked for Angie on Facebook to contact us, and they saw me as her mom on Facebook, and they phoned and said,
"Listen, bless the ambulance service."
Yes.
And of course, Tolani, and how, so he obviously when he saw her laying there, through his mind, he must be thinking, "What the heck is going on?"
Yes, all that he did was check for a pulse. He said, okay, well, there is a pulse, and he tried to flag people down, and nobody wanted to stop. He phoned an ambulance. He just checked on Google for an ambulance, and then he said, please, just come and help. And it wasn't even a government ambulance. They just said, this woman needs help. And they just got there. They didn't charge us. They just rushed it to hospital,
Well, he's an absolute angel, let me tell you that. You know that.
Yes.
So then she was rushed to the local hospital in Nelspruit, in Mbombela, where she was stabilized very well, obviously.
Yes.
From there, she had to move to a private hospital. That's where all the costs come in.
It's $100,000 just for them, without the therapist, that we had to keep Angie there. So for a month and a half, we got really good service from them. But they unfortunately had to ask me to take her out and take her home. So, yes, now I'm sitting with all that.
Antoinette, when did she regain her consciousness?
2 weeks into the private hospital, and she just woke up one morning, and when the doctor came in to check on her, and they, as every morning, "Morning, Angie, how are you?" And instead of her just looking at them, she's like, "Mora yella, who found it?" And they phoned me, and it didn't even take me a minute to get to the hospital.
I'm sure.
And the response when she looked at me and she said, "Hello, Mom." Something so amazing.
Of course. And how is she dealing with this? Because imagine now for a second, you lost consciousness for how many, for how long?
2.5 months.
2.5 months. And then you come to Yekombe. Who told her the whole story, and how did she react?
She doesn't have a lot of recollection of the accident. She was sitting in a wheelchair, and then she looked at me and she said, "Mom, why is my arm like this? And I said to my girl, it's because you were in the accident. And okay. She says, is my feet also like that? And I said, yes, it's because you were in a very bad accident.
Thank you for being on the line with us this morning. That's Angie's mom, Antoinette, on the line. More coming up on Good Morning Angels. If you want to write to us, you write to us, angels@jacarandafm.com. Dank aan almal wat vir ons geskryf het oor 26-jarige Angie Ferreira daar van die Laagveld meer op pad. Well, what a story. Out of the Laagveld, 26-year-old fitness instructor Angie Ferreira driving home after a festival, had an accident. Her car was towed away that night, but she was only found 10 hours later the next morning by a passerby. On the line is her mom, Antoinette. Antoinette, we received so many messages about Angie. Before, she was a fitness instructor, probably very well liked, right?
She was a personal trainer.
Okay. And obviously a great personality, much loved.
Oh, yes. The love that came in after the accident, I didn't know. I knew my child had a bubbly personality, but the love that she sent out, it's really seen. We can see it.
Sure. So, okay, what happens from here? Yeah. She's at home now after she's been in the hospitals. You got a caretaker there. You yourself obviously also have to jump in and help out.
Absolutely, I have to. She can't do anything for herself, so we don't have all the equipment and stuff, so bath time is difficult because she cannot walk, she cannot do anything, so I've got to literally get in the bath with her, and then the caretaker will bath her, help me bath, and then we carry her back to bed.
And yeah. What is the prognosis? What's the way forward?
They cannot give me a prognosis. They believe 100% she will recover, but the time span is out of their hands. Because of the severity of the damage to her brain, it's a day-for-day thing. Because she doesn't have a medical aid or something like that, she needs physiotherapy, which, I mean, you guys should know that that's very pricey. We are playing by our guts and trying to exercise her with the knowledge that we have. But, yeah, the therapy that she needs, we, yeah.
But listen, the mere fact that they are confident that she will normalize, so to speak, and heal, I mean, that must mean everything to you.
Oh, absolutely. We pray, we just, Angie, you can do it. We know you can. And then she'll say, but Mom, you must help me. And then that breaks me because I would do anything for my children. I wish I just had a magic wand to snap it all away, but I can't.
The one thing you do have at this stage is all the faith in her to recover. And you also have an incredible network of people around you that care so much. I know that people around you have helped you raise hundreds of thousands already. Because I can only imagine the stay at the private hospital must have left you with bills. Now you're faced with new bills and new expenses, getting things around the house to help her. Like what, for instance? Name one thing that you need to buy.
My most important thing is a bath seat, which can lower her into the bath that we can strap her to, because for her, she cannot sit on her bum yet because it hurts so much.
If you could say something to Kholani this morning on the radio, as well as the ambulance people, everybody who were there for your daughter in the toughest possible time, laying in a felt after an accident, unconscious, for hours and hours and hours.
In the cold.
It is unthinkable. What would you say to them?
My heart is so grateful for them finding her and giving the effort to get her to hospital so that I could have my daughter back to me. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, listen, talking about angels. Good Morning Angels, I want to give 25,000 Rand on behalf of Good Morning Angels towards that equipment that you need, that bath lift.
Thank you so much. Okay.
And then also another 50,000 Rand towards some of the outstanding medical bills. So 75,000 Rand from Good Morning Angels Fund. But most importantly, I want this to get the ball rolling for other people to assist you, to come together, to be angels and be there for you, Antoinette, your family, and of course, to Angie. We want to meet her, that bubbly lovely personality that you tell me about.
Oh, absolutely.
The mere fact that there's hope on the horizon, let's help her get back to recovery. Thank you for your time and speaking to me.
No, thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much.
Good job, Angels. Good job. Lolani joining us on the line out of Nelly's Mbombela this morning. Lolani, how are you? I want to send you on behalf of Good Morning Angels just a tiny thank you as well, and just, I don't know, maybe some groceries or whatever you want with a 10,000 rand. That's what I want to send you, 10,000 rand, and just a big thank you.
Okay, I know, it's only a pleasure, sir.
All right, you keep being a good person, Kulani.
I know, I'll definitely do so, just because what I was told is that if you do good for the goodness of the world, we'll carry you through. But if you do something bad, eventual badness will swallow you.
Amen, my friend.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Preach that. You're a great South African, a great person, a great man. Thank you for what you've done. Enjoy the 10 grand from Good Morning Angels, and thanks for taking my call. Thanks, Kulani. Cheers, eh? Bye-bye. Man, good people.
Yeah.
I see good people. Good job, Angels. Good job, Kulani Mthembu.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester, I arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.